Hi, this is Samantha. Welcome to our Compliance and Ethics Minute. Anthony R. K. Flores, a former employee of a Missouri residential treatment facility, pleaded guilty to criminal charges arising from a civil rights investigation into the death of C.D., a Missouri ward of the state with developmental disabilities. Flores pleaded guilty to one count of obstructing justice by knowingly falsifying a document with the intent to impede, obstruct, and influence an investigation related to the death of C.D. According to the plea agreement, Flores worked as a caregiver at Second Chance Homes, an organization that provided housing and care for developmentally disabled persons through a Missouri Department of Mental Health initiative. Victim C.D. has been a resident at Second Chance Homes since 2008. In early 2016, C.D.'s health deteriorated over a period of several months, culminating his death later that year. Prior to the law enforcement becoming aware of C.D.'s death, he was reported missing by his primary caretaker, Sherry Paolo. In 2019, Sherry Paolo and Anthony Flores, the defendant's parents, pleaded guilty to civil rights violations in connection with C.D.'s death. Flores admitted in his plea agreement that after C.D. was reported missing to the Fulton Police Department, Flores wrote a false statement in which he stated that he saw C.D. alive and well on April 16, 2017. Flores did so while knowing that he had not seen C.D. in at least 6 months. Thank you. To learn more about compliance and ethics, visit mednetconcepts.com.